All right, here we are. Welcome to Bright Video's news for Thursday, July 9th, 2026. As we sit on the verge of a major escalation of the war in the Middle East, and the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve, the SPR, is now just 19 million barrels away from its minimum operating levels, which means there's not going to be any safety buffer of oil to pump out of those salt mines. Trump is going to take us all the way down to nothing. He seems to be committed to it, and he's now saying that the Iranians are scum. You know, after Trump assassinated their leader, actually assassinated their general Soleimani a few years ago, and then had their Ayatollah killed and killed their negotiators and bombed that girl's school and killed 160-something innocent school children, even though he brags about the precision of American munitions. Yeah, they killed those children on purpose, obviously. Despite all of this, he says that Iran is scum. He doesn't say that about Netanyahu or anybody committing genocide with his approval and American weapons, but rather about Iran. So because of that, Trump is going to bomb Iran, because for whatever reason, Trump is completely delusional. He still thinks that you can defeat God by bombing the Strait of Hormuz away, which is insane. You can't bomb away geography. Trump also said that U.S. naval vessels are being attacked by the Islamic Republic of Japan, which, of course, is shocking news to Japanese citizens who were not aware they had all converted to Islam. And I saw a post about that said, I denounce the Islamic Republic of Japan as well as the evil cabal of Narnia. You know, I mean, Trump is in total fiction la-la land. He's so far detached from reality. Trump says that prices are going down, that there's no inflation in America, and that the American people are living in a new golden age. Well, I ask you, how's that working for you? How's that working for you in terms of, you know, fuel prices and food prices and health insurance and home insurance and all that? How's it working? Are things getting more affordable in America? No, not at all. Trump is delusional. He's insane. He's completely detached from reality. The only person more detached from reality may be Senator Mitch McConnell, because he's probably dead. But aside from that, Trump is next up for being the most detached from reality. That's very clear. So we'll see where this goes. It's not going to be pretty. It will mean that the motor oil shortage we've been warning about is going to get a lot worse in America. It will mean that diesel shortages are going to get a lot worse. Fuel prices, you know, jet fuel shortages will get worse, etc. Now, I know that a lot of people in America have been able to kind of muddle through this without seeing much in the way of actual ramifications yet. Well, that's because Trump has been draining the SPR. So as long as you have this buffer of oil and you can keep funneling that oil to domestic refineries or even exporting it to other countries to keep oil prices lower, as long as you have that, everything seems great, you know? It's like if the lights go out and you have a generator and you're running on the generator, the lights are back on as long as you have fuel for the generator, or as long as the generator has batteries if it's a solar generator. But before long, the batteries run out or the fuel runs out and you find yourself sitting in the dark again because that extra buffer is gone. That's exactly where we are headed in the United States. And shockingly, I heard an economist the other day say that, well, what we've learned since February is that the Strait of Hormuz doesn't matter. Because here we are in America, you can still get fuel, you can still buy food. The Strait of Hormuz doesn't matter at all, they said. I was like, what? What are you talking about? I mean, I was listening to this economist on a YouTube video, and I was just thinking to myself, this person is crazy. The Strait of Hormuz doesn't matter? Well, then why were 120 ships a day sailing through the strait you know, up until the war, carrying oil and natural gas, you know, liquid natural gas and fertilizer and helium and sulfuric acid and all these other things. Why did we have 120 ships a day sailing through the strait if the strait doesn't matter, meaning that none of those things matter? So then why do we have all those ships? Were they just sailing around for fun? Was it a new kind of carnival cruise? Is it like, you know, oil cruise lines? Have a vacation with us. We'll slosh around the Middle East with some oil just for fun. And we'll stop at, you know, famous ports like the port of Oman, you know. Woo! Yay! Is that what they think that has been going on in the Strait of Hormuz all these years? That it's just been theater? That the world doesn't need those molecules? I don't know how an economist could think that, but some people do. It's pretty bizarre. And I believe they think that because they just haven't felt it themselves yet in the United States. That's going to change in the next, well, less than 60 days. Even Trump said, what was it, 2 weeks ago or so, Trump said that we are, or what was it, like 3 weeks ago? He said we are 4 weeks away from running out of oil. Remember that? And that's why he had to sign the MOU. I think that was roughly 3 weeks ago. So that means 1 week from now, even Trump knows we're running out of oil. And he said at the time, he warned there's going to be a global economic depression. I think those were the words that he used. If we didn't have peace with Iran. That's because the oil executives had visited him and read him the Riot Act, told him what was about to happen if we don't get some fresh oil flowing, because, you know, the U.S. imports over 6 million barrels a day to feed the refineries with the heavy crude that we need. We have to import it. But, you know, Trump is very heavily influenced by the last person to talk to him, which is a sign of low intelligence, by the way. So apparently the last people to talk to him now were the Zionists who told him he has to bomb Iran. So now he's like, oh, we got to bomb Iran. He's forgotten all about the oil, the shortage that's coming, the global depression that he warned about. He's forgotten. I mean, gosh, that was almost a month ago. That's ancient history in Trump's feeble mind, which Michael Yon calls the orange fungus, by the way. That's a new one right there. But that's long forgotten in Trump's mind. So now he's going to drive us straight into that scarcity scenario that is among the worst case scenarios that we've talked about since the end of February this year when Trump attacked Iran by choice. So, of course, along the way here, I have warned, and so have others, and people I've interviewed like Professor Robert Pape, Brandon Weikert, and others, we've all warned that there will probably not be peace anytime soon, that this war is going to continue, it's going to escalate. In particular, Professor Robert Pape, who runs a Substack called, I believe, The Escalation Trap, I think that's the name of his Substack, he has long predicted that there would be a U.S. effort to land troops on Iranian territory as one of the upcoming phases of escalation. And sure enough, it appears that that's what's shaping up. Now, Trump may delay that until after the midterm elections to try to salvage whatever's left of the GOP, which won't be much after the elections, by the way. But it's clear that the U.S. is gearing up for a land invasion of Iran to desperately try to control the strait. It won't work. Trump is about to go down in history as the worst president ever, if not a Trojan horse traitor of America, who sold us out, who destroyed our military's reputation, who destroyed our international reputation, who destroyed our domestic economy with energy shock, and who destroyed our civil liberties and so on, and much, much more, and also ended up with millions of Americans facing hunger and food insecurity because of what's going to happen in 2027 stemming from this war. But Trump will probably go down in history as the worst president ever. Yeah, worse than Obama, worse than Jimmy Carter, worse than Nixon, worse than any of them, worse than Bill Clinton, worse than George Bush, for God's sake, right? And that guy was a buffoon, the W guy. Trump's going to beat them all. He'll be number one of the most catastrophically failed presidents in the history of this constitutional republic. It's almost like he's doing it on purpose, because he's making one bad decision after another that will be catastrophic in terms of the ramifications on the American people. Sadly, this is where we are. I wish we weren't here. I wish we were in the middle of peace negotiations, and I wish the strait were open again, and oil was flowing, and gas was flowing, and everybody's happy, and everybody's receiving shipments, but it's not. We're not there. We're in a completely different place, a far worse place that Trump has thrust us into, with no exit, actually. No easy exit from this at all. And now Trump, who said he was going to end the war with Russia in one day, that's a promise he made on the campaign trail, he has now said he's going to grant Ukraine a license to make Patriot missiles. Okay, so first of all, why not just ship Ukraine Patriot missiles? And the answer is because there are none left, because they've all been used in these multiple wars. Just don't have any left. And secondly, then, if you're going to teach Ukraine how to make Patriot missiles, don't you think Russia's going to find out where that's happening? And then Russia is going to bomb the bejesus out of that site where the Patriot missiles are being assembled, or where the raw materials are being staged, or where they're being fueled or transported or stored or whatever. Russia's going to bomb the snot out of that location, because that's what they've been doing. So I don't know how Trump thinks that's going to help Ukraine or help Zelensky. And if you really want to help Ukraine, then we need to be on a track of peace. And yet that's not happening at all. It's just like, if you really want to help the people of Israel, then you need to be on a track of peace, which would have to include Israel no longer waging wars of aggression against its own neighbors or committing genocide, etc. So, you know, if you care about the people of Israel or Ukraine, you should be promoting peace, and Trump is not. So he's going to get Ukraine bombed more by Russia, and Israel bombed more by Iran, and U.S. military bases bombed even more by Iran, and probably U.S. naval vessels will be hit and, you know, set on fire, and sailors will be killed, etc. All that is coming, thanks to Trump. And unfortunately, Trump's imaginary friends have reemerged. Trump was filmed. This has been circulating. He said, well, he was interviewed, I think this was on Air Force One, and he's referring to Iran. He said, quote, "They called a little while ago. They want to make a deal so badly," he said. "I just don't know if they're worthy of making a deal. I don't know if they're going to honor the deal. That's the problem." So, oh my goodness. All right, so first of all, that's all made up. I mean, it's just imaginary people. Iran did not call Trump begging for a deal. And if there's any nation in this conversation that is incapable of honoring a deal, it's the United States. As we've seen over and over and over again for literally decades, from the Minsk agreements in Europe to the non-proliferation treaty, and how the U.S. gave nuclear weapons to Israel illegally, and the U.S., you know, committing piracy on the high seas and boarding ships and stealing the oil, and Trump bragging about stealing the oil while Marco Rubio lectures the world about the rule of law on international waterways, while Trump is bombing speedboats and killing people completely outside of due process. You know, Trump makes a mockery of, quote, deal, any deal. The one person who never intends to keep their side of the deal is Trump, clearly. Daniel Davis from the Deep Dive channel on YouTube, I've been a guest on his show. He's a great patriotic American and veteran, combat veteran. He says about Trump saying this, quote, "Not only is this an unethical habit that he has locked himself into, but there will at some point be severe negative implications for our country, because no one's willing to call him out. and will allow the lies to continue without challenge. There will be an end to this, however, because at some point, the lack of integrity and the absence of a strategy are going to have catastrophic manifestations for America. You can count on it. Yeah, he's right. Catastrophic manifestations. Yeah, that's true. Daniel Davis nails it again. So, by the way, Trump promises to keep bombing Iran, and in response to that, according to a spokesperson from the Iranian Parliament National Security Commission, then if that takes place, Iran will withdraw from the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, the NPT. It will change its nuclear doctrine, and it will order the closure of the Bab el-Mandeb Strait, which, of course, leads to the Red Sea and the Suez Canal. We talked about that yesterday. So that would be, you know, a double stranglehold on the world right there if that takes place. So Trump is leading the world into a catastrophic economic collapse, an energy collapse, an endless war, which will escalate potentially into World War III. And Trump doesn't give a crap at all about the American people, because he's dragging them along while claiming that, well, eggs are more affordable now. And he managed to convince like 47 gas stations somewhere to lower their prices temporarily for a couple of days so he can brag about low gas prices. But not even 1% of Americans buy gas there. Not even 0.1% of Americans. So it's all smoke and mirrors. It's all theater. It's all BS from, you know, orange fungus, as Michael Yon says. So we need to be ready for the energy shock that's coming, or the energy lockdowns. And that's what I believe the flock cameras are all about. They're installing hundreds of thousands of flock cameras to monitor you so that when they announce the lockdowns, the travel restrictions, and they'll say, well, it's an emergency, there's not enough fuel for you to gas up and travel, they can enforce it with the flock cameras. That's what it's all about. So in the energy lockdowns, well, of course, let's be honest, COVID lockdowns were a trial run for this, to see how many people would comply and how many local law enforcement officials would go along with it. And the answer was pretty much almost everybody went along with it. So when they have the energy lockdowns, well, that's when Trump can control elections. He can declare a national emergency. He can invoke the Stafford Act, as I covered previously. And then they can confiscate all the fuel in the country. They can also confiscate all the food supplies. They can confiscate everything, you know, farm equipment, cattle, you know, pretty much everything, seeds, you name it, and all your fuel, if you have any stored fuel. The one thing they can't take is sunlight, which is why it's a good idea to look into solar energy production. Although they could steal your solar panels. That's why it's good to have extras that you could roll out if the government comes along and confiscates them, you know. You never know what they're going to do. So be aware of all of this. The energy lockdowns are coming. Trump is making sure that we're going to go into an energy scarcity scenario that will be absolutely catastrophic for the United States, its economy, its people, for farming, food production, transportation, everything. It's going to get very, very bad. It's going to get far worse than anything that I've described, actually, in this podcast. It's clear. And all those who were smoking hopium, oh yeah, well, the hopium has worn off, the high is over, and now, you know, you're waking up in a pool of vomit in the gutter with your face planted in the concrete, having smoked a little too much crack or something the night before. You wake up with your face in vomit and you realize, oh my God, Trump has destroyed everything. And he has violated everything he ran on. He has betrayed all of his campaign promises. He's turned against America. He's become a straight-up traitor to this nation. That's the reality that people are about to wake up to this year, in the months ahead, this year. Wow. Get ready for that. All right. Now, I don't know if I have any chess fans listening here, but I happen to enjoy watching chess games played by Magnus Carlsen. And my favorite game, now, Magnus Carlsen is one of the greatest chess players of all time. He's Norwegian. He was born in 1990, and he has been the number one ranked player in the world since, I'm reading here, from 2011. The thing I like about Magnus Carlsen is that he's so bored with dominating everybody, including other, you know, grandmasters and chess champions, that what he'll do is he'll start the game and he'll intentionally sacrifice many of his top pieces. He'll sacrifice his queen on purpose, or, you know, a knight, a bishop, a rook, a bunch of pawns. It's just basically he'll empty out his own side of the board, and then he'll pivot and begin to play and see if he can still win, even though he's given up everything. The reason I mention this is it's fascinating to watch Magnus Carlsen play these games and turn them around and actually win. The thing is, Trump is doing the same thing with America, but Trump can't play chess, and there is no 5D chess, and Trump is just sacrificing everything with no plan to win. It's actually just kind of like 5D chess suicide is what Trump's doing. Like, there goes the queen, there goes the rook, there goes another knight. And then you're like, okay, Trump, do you have a plan to turn this around? And Trump turns to you and says, we're playing checkers, right? Oh my God, you don't even know how to play chess. Like, that's where we are with Trump in America right now. It's not 5D chess, it's not even 2D chess. It's the orange fungus playing checkers and just losing everything all the time. Losing America badly. That's where we are. It's kind of sad. So what should you do in response to all of this? Well, it's the same as I've always said. Get decentralized, get off grid, become as self-reliant as possible. We know we're not going to be able to count on the fuel supply being readily available and economical, that's for sure. Not going to be able to count on motor oil supplies. You know, the global supply chain is going to be crushed. Food supplies in 2027 will be more scarce and more expensive. Farming globally will be impacted because of the fertilizer shortage. And there will be famine, not necessarily in the United States, but around the world. And it will impact food scarcity in the United States. So get ready for all of that. That's what's coming. Oh, and one more thing I forgot to mention. Trump says he's also cutting off all trade with Spain. Right. Why? Because Spain refused to allow U.S. military forces to use air bases or airspace in Spain to stage attacks against Iran, I believe is the reason. And Trump says, quote, I don't want anything to do with Spain. Well, don't worry, Trump. Spain doesn't want to have anything to do with you. Pretty sure. However, the U.S. imports a lot of useful things from Spain. Cutting off Spain is crazy. Why would you cut off an ally like Spain? Well, you know, that's what Trump does. Punishes Japan, punishes Taiwan, punishes Germany. Heck, we blew up the Nord Stream pipeline to punish Germany. Punishes all our allies. And now we're going to cut off all trade with Spain. So what, you're going to give Spain the North Korea treatment and just end all imports and exports to Spain, and what, put them on the SWIFT system of like no soup for you, right? Like cut off Spain's banking system. See, this is why the world doesn't trust the dollar. This is why Trump is destroying the credibility of the U.S. empire. When Trump just wakes up one morning like, I hate Spain, you know, then the world is like, wait a second. Tomorrow he could wake up and say that about us, too. The whole world realizes they need something other than the dollar. They need to get away from the American hegemony. They need something other than the SWIFT system for settlements and banking and finance. And this is why countries are dumping treasuries. Like, if you're tied to the U.S. in any way whatsoever, some crazy psycho in the U.S. government one day will wake up and say they hate you, and they'll cut off your country, or they'll just steal all of your savings, which is what they did to Russia. Just looted, you know, $200 billion plus, well, euros mostly, from Russia that was held, some of it in Euroclear, and they just stole it. And this is what the U.S. did to Iran, just steals billions of dollars of Iranian money held in Western banks or banks that are under the control of the West. This is why the world hates America. This is why the world wants to get away from America. And Trump is only accelerating that timeline. So Trump is accelerating the demise of the credibility of the United States of America in the eyes of the world. There's no question about that. And if you ask people who don't watch Fox News, especially people who live in other countries around the world, they will tell you exactly that. You know, globally, Iran is not hated. It's the United States of America that's hated by more countries than anybody else. Even North Korea isn't hated as much as the United States. Why do you think that is? Yeah, think about it. All right, so follow my work. I'll keep you posted as best I can, also with practical information about how to survive this catastrophic outcome that we're all forced to live through here. But I'll cover it as best I can at brightvideos.com and also naturalnews.com with articles and infographics. So check it out there and get prepared. Get prepared, folks. Decentralize away from the system. Don't trust the banks. Don't trust the dollar. Don't trust the centralized food system because it's all being heavily saturated with glyphosate and other pesticides. Some of that thanks to Trump and the DOJ. They are poisoning the crops like never before on purpose to poison the American people. And yes, they're going to roll out more jabs and more lockdowns, probably energy lockdowns, etc. And they're going to blame somebody else for everything. It's kind of obvious. So until next time, take care. We'll talk soon. There are already hundreds of thousands of flock cameras that have been installed across America. And everywhere you drive, at least on the main roads, you are getting flocked. That is, you're getting scanned. Your license plate is being read. But did you know that there's an adjacent technology now that can coexist with the flock cameras that reads your Bluetooth identifiers from your phone as you drive past? Now, there are a number of websites out there where you can check to see what flock cameras are installed around you. And believe me, it's insane to look this up. I think dflock.org is one of them. Just search for like flock camera map. And there's a number of sites out there that show you all the flock cameras. You can enter your zip code typically, and you can see all the cameras. But this new device scans your Bluetooth identifiers and can scan what Wi-Fi you're looking for from your phone, because you have a built-in list of Wi-Fis that you normally connect to. And that list itself is broadcast out by your phone when it's looking for those Wi-Fis. So that list becomes a fingerprint of your phone, which is tied to your license plate. And of course, your phone is tied to your identity. So you have zero privacy if you're driving around with your phone just open like that. So the answer is a Faraday bag. And I've got one right here. You put your phone in a Faraday bag and you fold it down. You got to fold the cover down. It has to have multiple layers of defense. And once you do that, then your phone is no longer broadcasting while you're driving, and you can't be digitally fingerprinted as you're driving around. So, of course, Dark Bags is a brand that's tied to our sponsor, the Satellite Phone Store. If you go to darkbags.com, or you can find these at sat123.com, you'll be able to find these Faraday pouches for mobile phones or even for laptops, other things like that, even larger items. But especially for phones, you can find them there, and you can put your phone in that bag as you're driving around. Now, of course, you won't be able to receive text or send text or anything like that when your phone is in a dark bag, and that's by design. So if you still want to be able to communicate in a way that's completely private, then a satellite phone is actually a really great solution, because satellite phones don't talk to cell towers. They do not talk to cell towers. And they don't give away your geolocation when you're using them. So you can drive around with a satellite phone. The satellite phone is not going to be picked up because it's not broadcasting a fingerprint that's tied to you or anything like that. So the flock cameras can't identify you from just driving around with a satellite phone, even though they can on your mobile phone. So put your mobile phone in a Faraday bag or darkbags.com, and then have a satellite phone for emergencies if you need to make an outbound call and you don't want to be tracked. And of course, the satellite phone store offers the sat phones at sat123.com. And yeah, they're our sponsor. That's why I know about all this technology, because I interviewed Tina, who's the founder of the satellite phone store. And she always sends me these samples and demos of their products and everything in advance. So I get to use their products and try it out. And, you know, the dark bags, their utility has gone up significantly since all these flock cameras have been installed. All of a sudden, your need for privacy is much higher than before. And I want to play a video for you here of a cop that was stalking this woman, claiming that she had stolen a package off of somebody's porch because they tracked her vehicle location all over town using flock cameras. Turns out she's completely innocent. They dropped all the charges against her because the police were totally wrong. But they were about to throw her in prison because of flock cameras. So check out this video. It'll blow your mind.
We have cameras everywhere in that town. You can't get a breath of fresh air in or out without us knowing.
Chrisanna Elzer learned the power of flock firsthand.
You were in town from 11:52 until 12:09. Exactly. Like I said, nothing gets in or out of the town without us knowing.
When a Colorado police officer showed up at her door holding flock snapshots of her truck.
And here's when you left. At 12:09, that's when you left town.
To get?
No, to stop at Ridge Trail.
Wait a minute.
And take a package. Well, there's no shushing. I don't need to be.
Yes, there is. I need to know where this is.
The first thing he pulled out on the body cam is that flock picture, the clear photograph of your car.
But here's your vehicle in the neighborhood many, many times, apparently casing houses, because you just can't drive through for work or visit other businesses. You can only be casing houses.
It is her. It is 100%. It is locked in. There is zero doubt. I wouldn't have come here unless I was 100% sure. 100%. It is certain. It is on video. You're obviously welcome to go to court.
Chrisanna was charged with stealing a package, but it wasn't her. The porch pirate was somebody else.
Multiple times you tried to show him your video evidence. He didn't want to see it.
No, even when I called him back, he said, that's not my job.
You looked at a time of a crime. You saw my vehicle entering in the flock.
No, no. What I did was right, I did an investigation.
You called my wife a liar. You said this is fact.
I have video evidence. I don't know what you want me to say.
The charges were dropped after Chrisanna spent weeks trying to get the police chief to look at her evidence. Time-stamped video from her truck and a neighbor's doorbell camera showing she wasn't at the scene of the crime.
What does it say about where we are that you feel you have to have more cameras than the police have in order to make sure you can prove yourself innocent?
It sounds like it flipped the script to you're guilty until you prove yourself innocent.
Without a flock camera, that detective would not have been at her door. By his own admission, he pulled out the flock picture of her car. Do you want to apologize to Chrisanna Elzer for what happened to her?
For the police misusing the tools? I don't think that I have to apologize for
him. He wasn't charged with
him.
A crime. He wasn't, I mean, other than being reprimanded for his attitude.
Sure. No, but I would tell you that, like, should I apologize for somebody misusing a tool? I don't think so.
Flock Safety Chief Communications Officer Josh Thomas.
Who's watching the watchers in these cases?
Well, the city council. The city owns the data. So city council would have the appropriate responsibility in that case. Our point of view has always been that it is not Flock's job to police the way police do their work.
All right. So next, I have a video from a former cop who is warning about the flock cameras and what they do and how it's wildly unconstitutional. And yeah, they're automatic license plate readers. They read your license plate, but they take photos of people. Some of them have microphones on them. They can listen if they're installed in a park. They listen to people's conversations. They can track people. They're uploading for surveillance. They are put in place by police departments and cities and sheriff's departments to spy on you in total violation of the Fourth Amendment. These are wildly unconstitutional, totally illegal, but it's being done by a private company. So that's how the cities and municipalities get away with it, is they say, well, it's not a government doing it. It's this private company. But then the private company feeds all the resulting information back to the government. So it's really just
constitutional violation by proxy. But check out this second video.
Hello, everyone. My name is Noel Pichardo. I'm a ex-cop here in the state of Rhode Island. I'm regrettably an ex-police officer. It's part of the reason why I'm doing one of the strangest things I've ever done, which is talking in front of a camera, in order to inform you all about a concerning trend that's been steadily rising in my state and other states across the country. So in about in 2021-2022, my city, the city of Pawtucket, the police department I was a part of, along with other departments in my state, started quietly signing contracts with this new technology called Flock Camera. It's a surveillance system company run by a man named Garrett Langley. He's the CEO and founder of that company. Basically, it's a very sophisticated AI software that uses a camera system to track and monitor every vehicle that goes by the camera lens. You know, it doesn't require a violation. It doesn't require any infraction. It only requires movement. That's it. And it records the make, the model, color, bumper stickers, you name it, of the vehicle that goes by every single one of these camera lenses. They're quite discreet. If you don't know what they are, you won't be able to spot them out. They're basically put on utility poles at the main intersections in your city, if you have them. So to put it bluntly, you know, if you own a car, you're now being tracked. If I could put it plainly, for committing the sin of going to work. This information is shared city to city and even state to state without a warrant. There's no legislation governing this technology. Well, specifically referring to my state, which doesn't have any legislation governing this technology, even though it's been in use for about 4 years now. And if you're still watching this video, I'm assuming your temper is starting to flare up because it's probably the first time you're hearing about this, which I think is the worst thing about this, in my opinion, is that you, the American citizen, was never notified about this innovation, nor its implementation. Your consent was never required, nor even asked for, or even thought about when your city government was putting up this new technology. For example, the chief of the Pawtucket Police Department, she was confronted by a local reporter on this very question of what gave them the right to put up these cameras without consulting the public. Her response was, so the criminals wouldn't know about it and avoid its detection. So there you go. That's their best argument about why they felt you, the public, had no right to know about this new innovation being put up in your city. So why am I in the situation that I'm in right now? Why am I talking to you? So when this innovation was first introduced in my city and many other cities in the state, I brought up a lot of the reasonable objections I'm sure a lot of you who already came up with in the first few seconds of this video, which is concerns about privacy, concerns about abuse, and concerns about transparency. Because I brought up all these concerns to that same local reporter that interviewed the chief of the Pawtucket Police Department, and because I brought these concerns to the Government Oversight Committee at my state house, what I got for that was suspensions without pay. I lost my promotion to detectives. I had my character sullied, and all that eventually led to my resignation, which was forced on me. It wasn't my choice, but I had no choice at this point. After I resigned, I was asked to sign an NDA by my department, which I didn't even know was allowed in my profession, but maybe that's just a sign of my ignorance. But I refused to sign that NDA, and as a result, I've become unhireable in my profession. I can no longer be a police officer in my state because, you know, I guess you could say plainly, I'm a bit of a rat, if you want to put it that way. But I made peace with that. You know, I made peace with that. I can't do this anymore. I'm not naive. I know how the world works. I know that when you talk about issues that want to still be kept hidden, that the price you will pay for that is you lose your job. It is what it is. Other things have happened, but I promised I wasn't going to use this as an opportunity to rant. And so I'm not going to do that. And I don't share this to do the whole woe is me bit. I simply share to prove that some nobody patrolman from Rhode Island had his livelihood taken away from him for simply saying, hold on a second, for a technology that we apparently have nothing to worry about. And if you are worrying about it, it's because you have something to hide. The philosophy that this innovation is already grounded on is already proven to be rotten. It's grounded on this idea that you, the citizen, are first and foremost a potential suspect or potential defendant that needs to be tracked and monitored for your safety and for the safety of others. It's the same philosophy that the Soviets and many authoritarian states during the 20th century adopted, and we all know how that worked out for them. It's the same philosophy that the Chinese are currently adopting right now, and they have a similar surveillance system that they're using on their own citizens right now, which is even more egregious. And look, I get it. I want to use the tools that we have in order to capture the guy who steals your mother's car, the guy who's stalking your neighbor's daughter, or one of the guys that shoots and kills one of our young men in our city. I get it. But this isn't the answer. This technology is new, but the philosophy that it's grounded on is nothing new. It's actually quite old. And we've seen it echoed in the worst way throughout the 20th century in Europe, and I don't want it to repeat those same mistakes in our own country. So what do I want? I mean, who cares what I want, I suppose. If you're still watching this video, what do you want? I assume it's the same thing I want, which is to have these cameras taken down or have an intelligent conversation about them at the very least, which wasn't afforded to us before. We were just assumed to submit and go along with whatever our local governments decided. But what do I want right now? What I want right now is very simple. I just want you, the public, to know that these cameras exist and that they were put up without your consent, and I'm going to trust you guys to do the rest with that information. I don't know how many people are going to watch this video. It could be 50, it could be 500, 5,000. I don't know. I don't know how these things work. I don't have social media. But I have to try. You know, this is me trying. If you're looking to organize with reasonable, level-headed people who want the same things that you do, I suggest that you check out the website below. It's called deflocked.org. You know, they're a loose organization of people who don't want to punish anybody. They don't want to hold anyone accountable. They just want to speak with their legislators, speak with influential people in order to get these cameras taken off our streets. That's all they want. So if that's the type of people you want to work with, I suggest that you work with them because they simply want to go to work without being tracked just like you. And I want to add just one last thing. These requests may shock you, but first off, don't be mad at your local cops. You know, the guys who make 65 grand a year, a lot of cops in their unions, specifically the one that I was a part of, are fighting to keep their own health insurance. So I can guarantee you they're not the people responsible for this or even really care, to be honest with you. And this next request may shock you. Forgive your police leaders and your city council members, the ones who did put these cameras up. You know, I think us trying to focus on who to blame and whose job we're going to try to take away or what have you, I don't think that's going to be useful. So I say we just forgive them. And we just focus on what's really important right here, which is getting these silly cameras down and so we can move on with our lives. So if you made it this far, thank you. Thank you for listening. I hope everything I said was useful. And that's it. Take care.
All right. So there you go. You need to be aware of these Flock cameras. Some people are even changing their driving routes to avoid these cameras because they are absolute violations of your Fourth Amendment rights. They're spying on you. They're criminalized against you. Some cops are using them to stalk women that they want to go on a date with. So if a cop meets a woman at an event, and I mean, there are numerous cases of this, and then the cop will stalk that woman through the Flock cameras to find out where she is. And in some cases, cops have pulled women over to ask them, how come you haven't, you know, returned my text? How come you don't want to go out with me? I mean, can you imagine being stalked by a crazed cop all over town through the Flock cameras, watching everywhere you drive and everything you do because they're creeping out on you? Like, that's happening with the Flock cameras also. So just another level of total abuse of this technology. So be mindful of this. Protect your privacy. Use dark bags from darkbags.com. Use satellite phones. You know, put your phones away in the bags when you're driving. You know, don't be easy to track. You know, use a VPN from vp.net, etc. I mean, be smart because the United States of America is turning into a total surveillance grid, worse than China, and they're going to use it for your social credit score. So be ready for all this. You can follow more of my videos at brightvideos.com. And you can also follow my articles at naturalnews.com. And thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, and we'll talk to you soon. Take care. Welcome to today's interview here on brightvideos.com. As you know, humanity is under severe attack through a number of attack vectors, some that are designed to make you weak, some that are designed to shut down your cognition and others are designed to exterminate some percentage of the current human population. Well, our guest today is an expert in keeping humanity alive, and he's got a new docuseries coming that will be airing for free at brightyou.com. I'll tell you about that coming up. It's called The Human Shutdown. It's exactly what it sounds like. All the efforts underway to shut down humanity and how you can defend yourself against that effort and actually be fully human, which is a good thing. So let's welcome our guest, Jonathan Otto. Welcome, Jonathan. It's great to have you back on the show today. It's been a while. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thank you so much for having me, Mike.
Well, that's awesome. And I see you brought your red lights as always. You've had it like on both sides going on.
Yep. Yes, exactly. And if I was doing it correctly, I wouldn't have a shirt on, but let's not do that. And it's fun when it comes down to some of the therapies that are available. I just, they're simple. And we cover a lot of subjects in the human shutdown. And I think that people will be fascinated with our conversation today. Some of the conversation we just had off camera. I think that, Mike, like anytime when I know I can educate you on something, I know I've got something golden. And same with you when you're sharing with something that I don't yet know. I'm like, okay, we got a good conversation here because we got a meeting of the mind. So I feel like we'll have that right here, right now.
Yeah, you know, it's very interesting that I learned something from you in every interview.
Wow.
Even though I'm the health ranger, I run a science lab and I'm into nutrition. I grow a lot of my own medicine, et cetera. But let me just backtrack and say to the audience that one of the things that I found that I was missing, discovered this a couple of years ago talking to you, was the light factor. And since then, I engage in force bathing, as it's called, you know, which is running around as naked as you can get with sunshine. But I also have some of your products. I use red light therapy in addition to actual sunlight therapy. And I was just telling you off camera, I grow my own loblolly pine trees now. I've got them mature enough to where I can start harvesting. And I make my own pine needle tea, which is very rich in shikimic acid, which is the same molecule that's found in Chinese medicine known as ba jiao or star anise, which was used in ancient China to prevent plagues. And is also the molecule that's used in today's Tamiflu drug made by Roche, which is extracted from pine needles. So anyway, just a little background. I grow medicine, but I also enjoy medicine free from the sky and then light medicine from your devices as well. Now, with that said, and thanks for your patience. I'll shut up in a second.
No, I love it. I love it.
I love the name of your program, The Human Shutdown, which begins streaming July 18th at brightyou.com. Tell us about the program and why you chose that name, The Human Shutdown.
Yeah, well, look, I've got a great team and I just want to give them props, right? Like I did off camera. So I'm the same person, hopefully, that I am off camera than I am on camera. Like the team came up with that name and I've got lots of great researchers on my team and we're always trying to work out what it is that is causing the problem and how to turn it around. We know that with glyphosate being issued an exclusive order that allows it to have immunity. These are examples of potential mass extinction events where all that would have to happen, there's no checks and balances now. So then a company like Monsanto, Bayer could literally just poison and destroy the world. And then it would not even be traceable to them because there would be no lawsuits that would be able to be funded. So then even to uncover that the reason why this person got lymphoma or this type of autoimmune disease or another type of cancer is not traceable to that certain entity that's causing it through the food. And so the human shutdown is a real experience that we're experiencing on all fronts. We see this with vaccines. We see this with COVID vaccines and boosters and shedding, things that you and I, Mike, that we don't take these products, but we then get exposed to them. And a lot of people watching avidly against some of these things. But what is happening is that it's a cataclysmic event where each item, like the deficiency in the food supply, the chemicals that are being produced without checks and balances, the pesticides, the herbicides, the fungicides, the larvicides, all of these are coming together to create a cataclysmic event that will, by the way, that call right then, that's from Venezuela right now, right? So, so we see these things. That was Steve Slepcevic. I think you might know who he is, Tracy, with what they do with autism, but he's on the ground out there. And
rescuing people.
He is.
Rescuing bodies, unfortunately, from the earthquake, yeah.
Yeah, but one today that I got was 11 days, and she was alive.
Still alive?
With three children, all breastfeeding from her.
Oh, my God.
The breastfeeding saved them. And think about it.
Oh, my God.
Mike, if they had have known about urine, I show you the images. I'm sure you'll do some coverage on it. I could get Steve to talk about his experience. But think about that. Isn't that amazing? If people had have known about urine therapy, then how you see why I harp on about these things. If they survived on breast milk, they could survive arguably on, well, we know that, right, on urine. But people don't know. That's why people like Bear Grylls. And, I was just educating Russell Brand on it. And when he was kind of like eyes wide open, I said, look, your friend, the guy that baptized you, had been educating on urine, not as a therapy, but as a survival mechanism. And anyway, he then did it during that interview because it made sense to him. And he thought, you know what, this actually does make sense. But yes, so there's great things happening. I was supposed to go to Venezuela, but I couldn't get I submitted my documents to be a journalist, but they don't want journalists there. They don't want journalists there, and they're being targeted. And so I knew that there was a risk. And so, God help them, and we'll cover all these stories through people like Steve. But, whether it's an earthquake, whether it's a hurricane, whether it's a flood, whether it's, toxic products that are getting into our bodies, the human shutdown is real. It's happening. The body is, it's being attacked to shut down. And then we need natural tools to turn back on the system and get ourselves back to full health.
Right. So when I hear that phrase, the human shutdown, I've been covering depopulation and mass human extermination for decades. And the idea that there was a depopulation agenda underway was considered very fringe until COVID. And after that, people began to realize, wait a second, we actually are being targeted. We are being exterminated. These are biological weapons. But what a lot of people don't realize is that, vaccines are just one vector of mass extermination. Those are biological weapons that are being forced on children by the courts in America, forced onto even Amish children are now forced by a new court decision. I think it was the Second Circuit that is saying that even Amish children can't opt out of these vaccines. But it's much more than vaccines. It's all the blue light from the devices that's incredibly toxic. It's the cognitive shutdown by now allowing, for example, MBAs. I attended an MBA graduation a few months ago, and I told them they should have called it the MBA ChatGPT degree, because half those students didn't even do the work of an MBA. So there's a cognitive shutdown because of technology coming in and replacing that. There's an immune system shutdown because of nutrient deficiencies in zinc and vitamin D and so on. There's a shutdown of knowledge through censorship and censorship regimes. Even the UK government is demanding that YouTube only show videos that the government approves of in any search results on YouTube. Did you know that? That's how crazy it is. So you're only going to get BBC, BS. So when I hear the phrase human shutdown, I'm thinking about all these different vectors of how humanity is being suppressed and killed off and dumbed down and made to suffer. How much of those different vectors does your program touch on in one way or another?
Yeah, sure. I would say that the majority, right, in the sense that we've always sought to give a complete protocol, right? So normally you go to, I had a call yesterday where it was a voice message, Sophia, my friend, in tears, her mother had a stroke. And then she was asking, I won't say the name, of a famous neurologist. And I said, look, that's the problem to me. Like these, most of these people aren't that good, right? So they're not that good because they're a neurologist. They focus on this one area. They don't realize that all these things are connected, and that, they obviously know that it's connected, but they don't know the best therapies. You're about as good as your tools at that point. And so we are seeking to give people complete protocols. Like you take something like chlorine dioxide, it's a universal antidote in one way or another. Does it do every function? No, but it could, right? The body could adapt to a point where, this what's called now electromolecular medicine, it could very well, fill all the blanks. We see this with light therapy. We see this with stopping the toxic onslaught. And so our experts all are seeking to cover every potential area that toxins are coming into your life and how to switch those off uniquely through chelation methods with heavy metals and the different tools that are available to us. But then normally you'd learn about that and it would just be the one therapy. But if you stack that with red light therapy or pulse electromagnetic field or even both, you're upregulating the rate by which your body is producing electrical charge. And then you're able to complete the cell cycle more effectively. You're able to produce more of the cellular, from nitric oxide to the enzyme cytochrome C oxidase, you're activating these cellular processes that cause cellular respiration. When the body has enough oxygen, it's able to do what it needs to do. So yes, we're covering, generally all the big hitters, but we're not we're not necessarily in all the world events that relate. So we don't cover in this series anyway, the lack of knowledge that's happening because of AI.
Right.
Yeah, but that's okay, right? That's why people need to watch your show, but man, because you're well rounded.
Because if the biology of your neurology isn't functioning, then you can't learn very effectively. You can't remember effectively, and you can't reason effectively. So what you teach is protecting the physiology, the body, the chemistry, and all the components of it so that the mind can work, the heart can work, the brain can work so that you can fulfill your human role. Whatever your mission is in life, this vessel has to function. And yet this vessel is under constant attack by the system. That's how I see what you're approaching, is how to protect the vessel so that you can pursue the other higher goals that are important in your life. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. That's fantastic. Fantastic. I was just looking over the titles there. So episode one, The Cellular Crisis. Episode two, the byline is Why Human Biology is Breaking Down. Episode two, Brain Under Attack, Alzheimer's Brain Fog and Neurological Breakdown. Three, The Metabolic Collapse, Why Our Bodies Can't Keep Up. Four, Toxic World, The Hidden Poisoning of Modern Life. So that kind of touches on several of the things we just talked about. And then The Energy Breakdown, The Mitochondrial Crisis. Episode six, The Immune Overload, Why, When the Body Turns Against Itself. There's a nuance there, like the body knows what to do, but like why we put so many toxins that the body appears to be attacking itself. There's more nuances there. I'm one that believes in intelligent design. There's no way that the body is just like going rogue. But what is it that is in the body that's causing that? Let's switch that off. Episode seven, The Hidden Stresses, The Invisible Assault on Human Health. Episode eight, The Reversal, How to Reverse, Rebuild, How to Restore, Rebuild, and Regenerate Your Cells. So that kind of gives you a bit of an overview there.
Yeah, that's really powerful. Let me mention where people can register to watch this series. That's at brightu.com. That's the word bright, followed by the letter U. And it begins streaming July 18th, and it streams all the way through July 28th. It's completely free to watch with registration, but you can also optionally purchase it, and then you can download all the episodes immediately, and you get a lot of bonus episodes too if you purchase it, which helps support this platform. Jonathan, what are some of the bonus items that people get?
Yeah, absolutely. So we always love to give you guys some really special things because we just want to make it super simple and to say yes, right? Because people don't take action on something because it's like, oh, I don't know if it's worth it. Well, firstly, we just want to make it super worth it. So you've got the Health Secret Research Vault. So instant access for members only, the vault of research summaries, expert interviews, clinical findings organized so you can actually find what matters instead of feeling overwhelmed or confused, right? So I know that you've just done such a great job with Enoch as an example, right? But like we're seeking to just give people all the tools. You got 30 full length interviews, and then you've also got the two masterclasses. These are live expert led masterclasses, Metabolic Freedom, Managing Insulin Resistance, Inflammation. Like my insulin was actually really high recently. I almost fell into the pre-diabetic category. So I see research of like what I had as a child and having chronic Lyme disease and various blood viruses from Epstein-Barr to glandular fever and so forth. I brought that way back down to like two, right? So like I'm clear. Like I'm at like kind of perfect levels for insulin, but it was up at like 17. It was about to break through into pre-diabetic, right? So things can happen even though you're kind of doing the right things, but some toxin disrupts it. So we want to give people solutions. They're surviving modern life. And my testosterone went up like 400 points. It's almost unbelievable. I could show the lab work. Right? I'll send it to you, Mike, so you know it's true. It went from 400 to 900 or 896, right? And that was over the course of a few months. So like you could turn around things by removing toxins and then you know, dialing in on the right therapies, like light therapy being one of those things. It's part of the reason why my 87-year-old grandma is no longer needing to take a thyroid medication after decades of taking it and lots of neurological problems because of COVID vaccines and boosters. And that's what caused her to actually want to do the red light, because she was having cognitive decline and she's not falling over anymore. She doesn't split her head anymore, which she did. And she's able to like live independently in her own home. So that's a blessing. And then surviving modern life, stress, EMF sleep, and rebuilding nervous system resilience. And you've got 8 digital books and you can read more about them. But they even go into really niche categories like POTS, postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome, and many other, the Lyme files, like with Lyme disease, detoxus medicine, many others, and then some exclusive live question and answer sessions.
And all of these are downloadable assets, correct?
Yes, they are. They are. So some of them happen live, and then you know, once you're inside the program, but then once they're up, then you download them after that, and they're available in transcript form and video form. And then we've also got the flash drive, so that comes in the best value programs. They'll send that out to you, so you've got it to plug into your laptop or whatever you want to use.
Okay. That's really good to know. And let me mention too, you know, like I am almost fully recovered from, you know, I was subjected to like a shedding attack myself and a couple people at a private gathering. And I made a huge mistake, which is that I, as early symptoms started to come on over the days, I completely neglected to do what I knew to do. So I wasn't drinking the pine needle tea in the early days as this was actually progressing and I was starting to lose my voice, but I wasn't drinking the pine needle tea. Like I get busy with work like you do, right? And I, silly me, I forgot to do the higher dose of vitamin D and the zinc and the quercetin. Although I do a smaller dose every day, but I forgot to add in all these other things that I normally do. Like I would spend more time in front of the red light device, for example. Yeah. I would spend a lot more time, you know, making the pine needle tea. And by the time I finally came to my senses and realized, holy cow, I have to actually get aggressive with this, I had let it go too far and I began to suffer, you know, a loss of voice. Once I made the shikimic acid tea with pine needles and started drinking it, things turned around beginning in just 2 hours. And my point to the audience here is this knowledge, you know, like don't make the mistake that I made. This isn't knowledge to sit on a shelf and forget about. It's things to put to use right now, every single day, especially if you're traveling, especially if you're exposed to other people. Like that, talk to us about how critical that is to actually use this practical knowledge, not just know it. Oh, I know it. That's not enough, is it?
Yeah, exactly. It's so true. Somebody like you, you know, Mike, is you're a tough guy, right? So you're one of your, maybe like maybe with me, you end up just thinking, oh, I'll be fine. Like I've got enough, right?
Right.
Maybe not, right? And then why not taking us an opportunity to do more for yourself? And yeah, you're busy, right? But then if you're busy, it means you've got an opportunity to be busy, which means you afford the health in order to do that. So stop for a second and do what you need to do so that you can be busy for the next 5 decades instead of busy for a few more days after you've cocked it and it's all over. And so, yeah, absolutely. Like it's really actionable steps. So like, let's say for example, with the red light therapy, you talked about doing more on that. So it was the European Society of Medicine acute long COVID photobiomodulation study, 62 people in it total. They all have acute remission of all acute symptoms within 2 sessions within 3 days. So they obviously spaced them. There may be in a day in between, but either way, it was 64 to 84 minute long sessions. So close, about an hour to an hour and a half long. And so that's acute symptoms gone, which means, okay, now you don't have any risk, but you do have a risk of long-term lingering symptoms. And so you could still have cognitive decline and all these things. They went into remission of all symptoms. So it was total resolution And then I'll break down the categories. After four sessions, within a week, 60 of them had complete recovery. The other ones got better in the following weeks, but it was only off the four original sessions. Again, 64 to 84 minute long sessions. So these are examples where you have something and then you then dial in another a protocol and a tool. And the reason why this is relevant to everyone, lots of people watching this, I don't have that issue, but I have these other issues. Well, it was total resolution of dysapnea, shortness of breath, oxygen above 97% in the blood without supplementation, executive function resolved, brain fog resolved, digestive issues resolved, and emotional deficits resolved. So that was an amazing study that showed purely off light therapy, no other supplementation. If it were me, would I do chlorine dioxide at the same time? Yes. Would I do quercetin and vitamin D? Yes, I would, because I know about it, and why not? But if I only had that, then it would be cool to see it in isolation. Sometimes I'm in places where I don't have access to anything, or I would do even, I would be doing urine therapy at the same time. I've done the research on that. I'm very confident with it, and I'll do that in a heartbeat. So you've got great tools available. And as soon as you get them, then you could be back to the races. And one of the areas that will be fun to discuss here as well, Mike, would be, and in our next sitting as well, a nice cliffhanger there, where we could even continue to go into detail on how we can correct the stem cell issue within our body and produce enough, right? So you can directly correlate low stem cell counts in the body to disease. And most people are functioning about half of the stem cells that they need to. There's a company called StemRegen. You might be familiar with them. Dr. Christian Drapow. He's done extensive research on this, and he's directly correlated low stem cell count to disease outcomes and declining organ function, which makes sense. Having more doesn't necessarily solve the problem still, because they still need to mature, which is differentiation or transformation. They also need to migrate. They need to go to the areas that they're needed. And what's really exciting is that with red light therapy, the human pilot study from 2022 showed specifically that when the shin was irradiated with red light, they were able to increase the proliferation rate or the amount of stem cells by 278% after a single session.
Wow.
That's impressive.
Wow. Well, we will talk about stem cells in the second part of this interview, which we'll post separately on brightvideos.com. But let me wrap this one up here for right now. The course is called The Human Shutdown, and it begins streaming free of charge beginning July 18th at brightu.com. So just go to brightu.com and enter your email address here, and you can watch the entire series for free. It streams, again, July 18th. And then you can also optionally purchase and download the entire series with all the bonus items and help support this platform and Jonathan Otto's work as well. So take advantage of that. Watch it for free, if nothing else, or at least check out the first couple of days, because there's no risk in doing so, and you're going to learn some things, and you'll want to continue to watch it. All right, so Jonathan, stay with us here, because I want to do another interview with you about stem cells. We'll do that separately. Thank you for your time so far. We shall continue. Keep your lights on, and I'll do the same here. And thank all of you for joining us today. Mike Adams here at brightvideos.com with brightu.com. That's short for Brighton University, which is where we stream all of these educational docuseries programs. You'll learn a lot, so check it out and register today. And thank you for watching, and find part two of this at brightvideos.com. Take care.
Protein is a crucial nutrient that is necessary for good overall health. Incorporate protein into your daily routine with the Health Ranger Store's selection of lab-verified protein powders. Only at healthrangerstore.com.